How are we looking? We can see. From Ren Allen's studio. All right, Ren, take it away.
Should I hold it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Tell us where
let's
we
see.
Are.
You can go right about here. Okay, so we're in a basement of a 100-year-old house in Athens, Georgia, right in a neighborhood close to downtown. And, yeah, my husband and I bought this house maybe 12 or 14 years ago, and the house was actually just about to be condemned, so it was pretty run down here, but it had good bones, as you can see. It had all these old plaster walls, and this floor is original, but there was dirt everywhere else. But I knew literally when I saw it, I was like, that's going to be my studio one day. And over many, many years, we just worked on it on the weekends or when we had extra time, and I moved in here about 5 years ago.
Tell me what type of work you do.
Okay, I'm mainly a photographer. I do a lot of other things, but photography is what I studied in college, and I do more of the art side of photography. Now I do a mix of art and commercial, and I'd like to think that they all blend, that my commercial is very artistic, but it is, you know, money for hire, work for hire, I guess. So
you're listen,
yeah, we can Max, look around or sit.
Max, want to get the little tour as we tape?
Yeah, so you don't have to include this in the show, but I am literally reorganizing. So all this stuff from this room is moving in here for me to clean it out. But normally, this is usually just the beautiful space where I sit and visit with people like you all. And I am a collector, so I have all these little objets and nature specimens, and I use a lot of them in my work. And sometimes it's, you know, I might make something out of the feathers or do a photograph with the feathers, and then sometimes I use some of these little vases or plates or things in my work.
Since you were a kid?
Well, my first photography class was when I was 15. I was in 10th grade, and I pretty much have been doing it since then as far as photography. Now, people ask my parents all the time if I was doing art when I was young. You know, I don't think I was any more than any other child. I mean, we were exposed to a lot of art growing up, and you know, you've probably heard Ben say this. Our parents aren't like in traditionally defined creative fields, but they're to us very much creative thinkers. And so I think that's what they encouraged us, is just to think creatively. And it's funny because all the kids are doing something creative now, you know, which is really interesting.
Super
so creative. We feel lucky that they kind of encouraged that, but I don't think they set out to encourage it. It's just how we came out.
Your creativity is extended, obviously, beyond the photography and the fine art into real estate. And
mm-hmm.
I'd love to know, and for the listeners, about this neighborhood as it relates to that and kind of what you all have contributed and seen happen.
Yeah, well, this
chickens.
This neighborhood, so we're standing on Pulaski Street, and this, if anyone's familiar with Athens, is one of the streets that forms the downtown grid of Athens. So across Prince Avenue, it's mainly commercial, but once you cross Prince, it is predominantly residential. But what is very interesting is there are two or three old mill buildings or warehouses down the street, and there's a train crossing. And so we have a sort of it's a mixed-use neighborhood. It was mixed-use before. It was cool. but we did move in about, it was in 1996, so quite a while ago. And the neighborhood was already, it was stable then, but it was definitely still transitioning. And when we moved in, we were just very inspired by our neighbors and the structures themselves, and the man who had lived in our property before us really sort of set the tone for how we wanted to live. He was a professor of landscape architecture, and he renovated our house but also did this real extensive garden that's right around an acre. And that's pretty great. Just the land, he just looked at the natural topography of the land, which is actually a quite steep ravine down to a creek, and he gardened it down to the ravine. And so there's a lot of shade plants because there's a lot of trees still back here. And then it ends at a stream, which is really beautiful to have right in town. And I do think, I mean, if you turn around, we're looking out a window. I mean, that's basically the edge of downtown there. And I do feel really like it's such a special combination, because we have an acre this way of green space and a creek and wildlife, but then we two blocks away have, you know, downtown,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
whatever
it makes
that means.
Such a walkable
mm-hmm.
environment,
mm-hmm.
but not just walkable in like from your office to, you mm-hmm. know, get lunch or the gym. It's like from your home to some of the best dining in the U.S.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally. We feel very lucky. And you know, when we moved in, you know, you have no way to predict how neighborhoods are gonna change or shift, but it is such a special neighborhood where we live, and we will hope to always live here. And we have seen a lot of people come in, you know, since we've been here, that have put a lot of love and creativity in their homes. And you know, further down the street, you all can leave from here and go check out, there's all these, this modern architecture that's kind of, you know, popping up like mushrooms down the way, just coincidentally, because we're, it's unique because we had some open land further down Pulaski that no one had developed, so some people have started to develop that, but in a pretty good way, for sure.
It seems like people here, like, get into creative endeavors just because, like, they like it and it's fun, and they just want to be doing it, not mm-hmm. to, like, just be creating.
Right. I think Athens, and I bet I'm not the first person that you've talked to that has said this, I think Athens inspires a lot of people in both the physical nature of it, like I said, the architecture and the history and just the beauty, but also the community here. People have worked so long in creative fields here, and I think that Athens is a place, what I usually like to say about it, it's a, you can make what you want of it, and which could be said about any community, but I think in Athens, just some of the characteristics of Athens really do allow that, whether it's the relatively low cost of living or a lot of the workplace, there's a lot of flexibility here because people are used to having musicians as employees and stuff, so they're used to letting people go and sort of do their thing and then come back and enter the workforce.
Do you feel like, and I know we have to go soon, so I want to like make sure we get to see that, like your yard.
Yeah.
Amazing. But, You go out and grab fresh eggs from, like, you know, the mm-hmm. coop mm-hmm. in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, is there, like, an appeal to this kind of, like, small-town country feel for you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think, again, it kind of goes back to where we live is such a unique situation, literally where we're standing, because we have this large garden, and we have a large veggie garden, and we have honeybees and chickens, and it is, sorry, I'm stumbling. Edit this out. you know, let me think about how I want to say it.
Was the honey from your bees at your brother's wedding?
Part of it was. Yeah. We couldn't fulfill the whole order. I know, and I don't know.
You were a little bit more productive than that, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, we had honey at my brother's wedding, and then it was actually a cousin of ours had filled in the rest of the honey, which is, you know, it sort of stayed in the family, but but yeah, I think that living here, you know, we are really connected to the landscape here. Like my husband and I, we kind of joke about it, but it's true. We really live by the seasons, you know. And I think sometimes people that maybe aren't, that don't garden are somewhat a step removed from that. But because we're big gardeners, we're constantly planning. Our lives really go by the seasons and what's happening outside. And we do have young children, so they kind of determine, you know, we are outside a lot for them too, because we like them to, well, get their energy out. That's but fun. Also,
did you have questions you wanted to
see
the spot?
I know. So, well, in the space, so I kind of have, this is normally just hangout room. I have a little station for my kids. And here, as you've probably already seen, this is, you know, where I do work most often at the computer, I have to say. But I like it because I can look out that ways towards the veggie garden, that ways to my house. So I kind of, you know, in nice weather, we even sit out here, open up these doors. And I do have a dark room still. Some people don't have dark rooms anymore, but I do have a dark room back there. And then this work table, there's a bunch of piles on it. But usually whatever project I'm working on is, that's where it's stationed. But
I'm checking out Turn of the South.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
mm-hmm.
people what you've done here.
Well, yeah, your friend of Hugh Atchison's cookbook, A New Turn in the South. Well, that is a really special project because it was really great to be able to work with Hugh, who's based here in Athens. And we enjoyed the process a lot because I kind of was helping him, you know, sort of visually articulate some of his ideas that he already had. And we worked on that project actually over many, many years. And it came out, I guess, about a year and a half ago. And it's, you know, a great cookbook, but also, I think, very beautiful to look at and, you know, different. It's a different way to kind of present information. And we really enjoyed it. And I love collaborating in general, but it's really great if I can collaborate with someone here in our community, because sometimes I work away from Athens, but I really like it when I can just do it here with people that I've known for a long time. And Hugh lives just a few blocks away, so, you know, I would just go over to his house and we'd cook. And
I want to, because I want to make sure this gets on tape too. The one of the parts of the show that's kind of fun for us is like talking about Athens, you know, as a small town, but on a national stage. And this book won a James Beard Award, right? And so you are contributing to helping, you know, Athens exposure, but you're also just like here and, you know, in a cool studio, like, you know, growing your own, you know, salads out back. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that real quick.
Well, I think that Athens has provided a place that, again, people could live here, but their work can travel elsewhere. And part of it is just the day and age where we live and how information is transmitted through the internet and all of that. But Athens has long had a history of people being based here, but traveling elsewhere for music. I mean, it does go back to the music in the early 80s, and they kind of set the tone for that. I'm sure it happened before then, but it definitely, I think there's a whole group of people that live here but either work elsewhere, and Athens is their home base or their retreat or where they go to kind of rejuvenate, and then they may go elsewhere to work. And I think that everyone, sometimes the work trickles out to the rest of the world. There are plenty of people that live and work here that their work should be out in the world, and it just hasn't gotten there yet.